Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We are breaking down the NFL draft for you folks out there. If you missed our previous podcast, we had a quarterback breakdown with one of the best out there, Justin Van Poulpin, broke down the top five quarterbacks, some of the sleepers in this upcoming draft that you might not necessarily know about. He's going to be doing the same thing here on the running backs preview show. Well, with that said, Justin, we're busy this morning breaking down some of these skill positions. And, I mean, anyone who's familiar with the draft, we know this is one of the deepest running back classes we've had. And I don't know if you share the same sentiment as me, but when I was growing up, I mean, running back was kind of like the king of all positions. I mean, in the 80s, you had Otis Anderson, William Andrews, Billy Sims, Walter Payton, John Riggins, Franco Harris. I mean, just a litany of names, and they were all chasing Jim Brown's record. They kind of died out, but now they're kind of returning. And if you ask me, I just think they've never went away. They just weren't respected enough. But what are your thoughts on this draft class in terms of running backs?
Well, I think I share with you. I mean, I think it's deep, and I think it's talented, and I think it's multidimensional in regards to you got different guys who can do different things in different offenses there. And I think it all, you know, the rebirth is obviously Ezekiel Elliott, you know, had the success he had, helped the Dallas Cowboys get to where they did there. Now, again, nobody else in the league has the offensive line that the Dallas Cowboys did. But in regards to, we're talking about some premier backs, you know, there. And we're talking about, obviously, Leonard Fournette at the top there in regards to he's got all the skill sets, the hype. There are, you know, are concerns, okay, does he love the game? You know, is he a heart going to be, you know, the guy who wants to be great? I think that's the only negative people are talking about right now with that guy. But in regards to, you put on a tape and this guy's a locomotive in regards to, you know, Herschel Walker-ish, you know, type guy who's just physically gifted, you know, Adrian Peterson, you know, that type of running back there, you know, again, and you brought that back as regards to in the past, you know, people love running backs. And again, you talk about, hey, back in fantasy football, you always were drafting running backs one, you know, there with LaDainian Tomlinson and stuff like that. It went away for, you know, probably four or five years, and now it's going to be back there. And you're going to see, you know, Leonard Fournette go real high. It's possibly as high as number two, the San Francisco 49ers. You know, that's a real possibility. You know, I don't think that's going to get some more traction as we get throughout this week. You know, but San Francisco is a real possibility for Fournette there. Jacksonville at four, you know, and I don't, you know, Carolina there, but he's a top 10 guy, probably a top five guy when it's all said and done.
Awesome, and I tell you what, that's going to be a great thing to tweet that the NFL man says possibly Mr. Fournette at number two. And if you want to follow today's guest on Twitter, you can find Justin with the letter J, followed by his last name, Van Poulpin. It's VanFulpen. And like I said, you can give that guy a follow on Twitter and find out more news about this 2017 draft class. And you can also find out a lot of interesting facts. I mean, Justin breaks things down, not besides the draft, but he knows how many guys from last year's draft class went to all the Shrine Games and Senior Bowls and how many guys got, you know, sent to the combine and how many of those guys get picked. Like I said, very detail-oriented. And, again, just awesome to be able to kind of break this down, especially being so close to this draft. Well, we had you break down the quarterbacks on our previous show, and we're going to kind of delve into the top five running backs in this particular draft class. And then also get your thoughts on Joe Mixon. I'm sure his name will probably pop up during the show. But, Justin, with that said, take it away, my man.
Yeah, and then obviously we talked about Fournette being number one. I think number two is Christian McCaffrey, and a guy who's kind of a do-it-all. He's a, you know, Reggie Bush guy who's going to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield, you know, be a return guy. He's going to touch the ball in multiple ways, you know, and just a really far as a playmaker. And this is a guy who potentially, again, be a top 10, probably doesn't go any farther than the top 15 there. And he's the number two running back there. And another guy who I really like is Dalvin Cook there, you know, with the Florida State. Now, again, had some injury concerns. There's some concerns in regards to, hey, who he surrounds himself with there. So he's kind of been falling there. But, again, I think he's a top 25 pick, probably a top 20 pick, you know, when it's all said and done in regards to a guy who can not only be he's kind of the mixture of Fournette and McCaffrey. He can do both. He can be that inside guy and use power and strength, and also be an outside guy in regards to catch the ball out of backfield. You can line him up in the slot, be a mismatch guy there. Those three guys there are probably all going to go out in the top, 20, maybe even the top 15 as far as those three players there. And then kind of, there's a little bit of drop off there with Alvin Kamara out of Tennessee, but not much. I don't know if he's going to get in the first round. I think he's probably more of a second round guy there. But he's a guy who's a talented receiver there. There wasn't a workhorse there at Tennessee, so I think it's a good thing for him because he's got more carries left in his tank there. And obviously, as far as Joe Mixon, as far as talent wise, he's right up there. As far as talent wise, some people think he's as talented as Fournette. It did have off the field issues. Would be a first round pick, and he still could be. I still think he's the kind of a wild card guy. Some teams have him off the board because of the incidents. There and kind of the rumors again that there was a rumor that had popped up that hey, there was another incident, in high school that then was recanted. But again, he just kind of clouds around him there. So again, and then once you get behind those five guys, then there's not a lot of things. I mean, some people say, Foreman from Texas there, but really those are the five guys people are saying, hey, are the best talented there. And again, the top three I think are ultra talented. And again, I think you could see potentially those three go in the top 15. I think for sure, probably that's top 20.
Definitely a great class. And, I think the great part about this particular year is, one, we have a fantastic, opportunity to see teams draft very special running backs. But, I think you go down the list. I think there's so many teams that you kind of say, hey, these teams could kind of invest in the running back position. You got Carolina. I even think Cincinnati with Jeremy Hill being a free agent. You got Cleveland and, Denver, Detroit, Green Bay. The Colts, Kansas City. You kind of start going down the list, Minnesota, and you start seeing these names, the Giants, the Jets, Oakland, Philly, like I said, and you see these names and you think, wow, we could have some really new faces kind of dominating the landscape, being the run game. So, again, I just think it's a great time to be a running back, and obviously I think there's a need for them where they'll kind of find a place to hang their hat. Justin, when you look at this top five class, and I know, Fournette will be the one, but just say, let's look 5 years down the road. Does his type of body hold up because he's a bigger guy, or he get more beat down? Who would you feel comfortable saying, hey, this guy is kind of, the lead dog? And I guess you kind of say that with Fournette at this point, but 5 years down the road, you think Fournette's still the number one guy out of these five?
No, I think Dalvin Cook could be, I think he's got kind of again, I think, hey, if everything cleans out there medically and as far as, character-wise, and again, there's nothing off the field. There's just kind of whispers and rumors and, there's just something that people aren't, that they're questioning, hey, does his decision make in regards to people he surrounds himself with? And again, that's all subjective. So, but again, if we put on the tape, this guy, tape-wise, could be better than Fournette. I think people just feel like, hey, clean-wise, and that's why he's kind of get pushed down there. So, again, could it all, it could all clear up there in 5 years. We could be talking about, Dalvin Cook being the best running back in this draft class. I think that's not anything that would shock anybody.
Awesome stuff. And you did it on our previous show with the quarterbacks. You kind of, you let us know who the top guys in your awards are. And now you're going to kind of give us some of the names that may not necessarily be at the top of most people's list, but these guys are, running backs that you think can kind of emerge and establish themselves as guys to look at moving forward. So who's a couple running backs that, people out there should kind of take notice of?
I think the guy who I think is a sleeper and not people are talking about is Brian Hill, the running back out of Wyoming. Big, physical, 6'1", 220 pounds, can run, and has been a productive guy there as a sophomore and as a junior. And a guy who people aren't talking about, hey, being in the top five or maybe even the top 10 as far as in this draft class. But he's a guy who I think, two, 3 years down the road, people are going to be happy that they drafted Joe Hill out of Wyoming. And again, and some people, you know, question his level of competition because he wasn't in a Power Five. But he's a guy who physically, you know, he was a junior declared early there, I think he's a guy who's a special running back. And another kind of non-Power Five guy who declared early, who I think is a really good running back, is Aaron Jones out of UTEP, who people aren't talking about a lot. But, again, he could be another one that, hey, in 2-3 years, people are like, hey, this is a guy who's a heck of a running back, physical, can catch the ball in the backfield, you know, average, you know, 7.7 yards per carry, almost had, you know, 1,800 yards rushing, you know, caught 28 balls there. So, again, not a Power Five, so people, you know, always question that, you know, especially when we're talking about skill guys. But Aaron Jones and Brian Hill are two non-Power Five running backs that I think could be, you know, very good players in the NFL.
Awesome. And Justin, you know, let me ask you this question, you know, because we've kind of seen teams, it appears to kind of neglect the value of some of the running backs in previous draft classes, and you see some phenomenal college running backs kind of slip down just in terms because teams kind of say, hey, you know what, you're a running back, you're a dime a dozen, if you will. Do you think that's a possibility on draft night? And I know it's all speculation. We really don't have an idea, but I mean, you know, besides, you know, your Cook, your McCaffrey and Fournette, you know, you start looking at these other guys. You think there's too talented where teams have to kind of say, hey, we just can't, you know, let these guys pass here. Do you think teams are saying, hey, you know what, this is a really deep class for defensive guys. We're still going to take these defensive guys. You know, we're still going to be able to get, just say, Brian Hill in the fifth round. We're going to get, you know, Aaron Jones in the sixth. We're going to get, you know, Alvin Kamara in the fourth. You think there's that possibly run, or these guys are kind of really grayed out where they should and kind of be drafted, you know, according to what their grade accounts to?
No, I think you got some great, you know, make some great points there because, again, I think the defensive talent there is probably, you know, maybe going to push up, you know, there. And so it pushes some of these running backs now because, like you said, the people are like, eh. Once you get past the first three, really everybody's kind of – there's a handful of 10, 12 guys that everybody kind of feel comfortable with. So maybe the depth hurts, you know, some of these guys where if they're, you know, wasn't there. And, again, we talk about the draft. Again, we talked about on the other show, supply and demand. You know, and, again, there's a lot more, you know, the demand and supply kind of equal more in this in regards to the running backs. You see guys get pushed down with the quarterbacks. There's a lot more demand than the supply, so those guys get raised up there. So, again, we're talking about the draft. The draft is currency as far as draft picks. These guys are always trying to get the best players for the least amount of currency. So you're trying to get the running backs, hey, if we can get them in the fifth, sixth, seventh round and, you know, still get the same type of player and we can go get guys that maybe we need more, like defensive linemen, that if there aren't that many edge rushers, then we'll go ahead and take those guys and, you know, push down the running backs.
Awesome stuff. Justin, we're going to be doing wide receivers and tight ends in the next couple of days, and you just got, you know, everyone out there got the opportunity to listen to his running back breakdown. If you missed his previous show, you can always find the quarterback breakdown at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be having the link at callusjacro.com. But, Justin, hey, we always appreciate your time. You're always there for us, and you always deliver home run quality stuff, man.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon, Bo.
No problem at all. Once again, that is JVP, the standout draft guru. He's kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some running back in this upcoming draft class. As always, we appreciate you listening to the College of Pro NFL Draft Blast.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.